Since September 11th, Americans have become more robust in their feelings about government's necessity, if not its appeal. They're also far more likely to support defense spending than at any time since the Vietnam War, and the public also seems more willing than at any time in the last 50 years to support military intervention abroad. These and other findings about public attitudes towards government are part of a new analysis of surveys by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Joining us to discuss this is Andrew Kohut, the center's director. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to.
How's the public feeling about the security and strength of the nation 6 months after the 9/11 attacks?
Well, the public still realizes the threat is out there. They're less personally worried. But looking at all of the changes that have occurred since 9/11 and the many surveys that we've done and done by other polls, one thing that really jumps out is that nationhood is back. The American public sees the country as a whole as more relevant than it did in much of the 90s. You know, we talk about national government and Washington, and those things were sort of lost in the go-go 90s when Wall Street, not Washington, was driving things. There's a new relevance to Washington. And maybe when the patriotism and the national unity fades, this new relevance is going to remain because the public needs the national government the way it hadn't needed it for a long time.
President Bush has had such a high popularity rating, about 80%. Is this translating beyond to his policies? Is there a coattail effect for other Republicans?
Well, that's the $64 question looking forward to the midterm elections. Right now, we've seen the Republican Party's image improve somewhat, but we haven't seen in the test elections a big boost for the Republican Party. And the history of this is that wartime presidents who generally get good ratings often don't have coattail. Their parties don't benefit. Now, this may not be the case this time, but in the congressional test elections, we're getting a little more Republican response than we did prior to 9/11, but not a great deal. But we're still a long way away, and it's hard to see the ways in which these stratospheric approval ratings will play out when people cast their ballots in November.
Are we as a nation, given what happened on 9/11, when suddenly it seemed that the rest of the world was entirely relevant and we weren't alone anymore, are we more multilateral in our outlook?
We find more Americans saying that it's important to take into account what other countries feel, what our allies think about our policies. There's great support, for example, in going into Iraq, greater support than we've had in a long time for all kinds of military involvement. But one thing the American public wants to see is it wants to see our allies agreeing with us. I mean, the public is more internationalist, but it's also more of the view that we're connected to other countries, that and that connection is very important.
So going into Iraq without the approval of the allies, you think, would be unpopular?
The only reservation that we found in a poll that we did in January with the Council on Foreign Relations was going in if our allies say this is not the right thing to do. We may do that, but the administration will have to convince the public in a way that it wouldn't have to do it if we had the Brits or the French or the Europeans or our allies more generally with us.
What about the war in Afghanistan? Is support still high?
Very broad popular support. Now, we've seen the first substantial number of combat casualties. But the American public is prepared to accept casualties in a way that it wasn't willing to accept casualties in these nation-building, peacekeeping, peacemaking operations of the 90s because the public feels that our national interest and the homeland itself is at risk. We have a phenomenally different view about the use of force today than we had in the 1990s.
Well, Andrew Kohut, thanks very much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Andrew Kohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.